If someone shechts a chaya or bird and finds it to be a trefa, if he shechted it to avoid the zar, if he shechted chulin inside the azar or kachim outside the azar, or if someone shechted a chaya or bird that was sentenced to be stoned, in all these cases the meat may not be eaten. So Ramei said there is an obligation of kisei adam. Nacham say there is not. Mishnah continues: if one shechted and the chaya or bird became an avela, the shechita wasn't proper. Or if it was killed by means other than shechita, everyone agrees there's no obligation of kisei adam. Zokti gemar rechiv abba neimar v'yechin and said in the previous mishnah similar to this one, which was regarding Benai, Rebbe agreed with the view of our Meir in our Mishnah that this Shechita is considered to be a Shechita, and therefore taught his view as the view of the Chacham. Regarding Kisei Adam, he agreed with the view of Rav Shimon, and therefore taught his view in our Mishnah as the view of the Chacham. What's track of Pshat of the view of our Meir regarding Oisvez Benai? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi said he learned the Xerishav on Shechita from the case of Shechting Kachem outside the Azar, and learned that Joe says in that case of Shechita that's not fit to allow the meat to be eaten is still considered to be a Shechita. The same is true for Oisvez Benai. Rabbani Rapatch explains that Rav Shimon instead learns Xerishah from the story of Yosef having the meal prepared for him and his brothers, where the pasuk says Tavoyach Tevach, meaning Shechita. Just as over there it refers to a Shechita that was fit to allow the meat to be eaten, the same is true for Yosef Benoi. Why doesn't Rameo learn from the story of Yosef? Because he wants to learn Xer Shava from the same word of Shechita rather than from Tvicha. The Tana of Shmuel says Xer Shava doesn't have to be identical words. Marseille, that's true where there are no identical words to be found, but if there are, you're supposed to stick to the more similar word. Frankmar, why doesn't Rav Shimon learn from the case of Kachem Shechita outside the Azara? Marseille, he wants to learn a case of Chulin from a case of Chulin rather than learn from Kachem. Rav Meir says Oisef Benoi applies to Kachem as well, and therefore we can learn from a case of Kachem. This is what was meant that Rebbe agreed with the view of Rav Meir regarding Oisef Benoi, and therefore taught it as the view of the Chacham. What's the reasoning of the review of Rav Meir regarding Kisei Adam? So Shlokh said he learned the Gzeri Shavan Shvicha from the case of Shechting Kachem Atzei the Azar, and learned that just like in that case of Shechita that is not fit to allow the meat to be eaten is still considered to be a Shechita, the same is true for Kisei Adam. Rav Shimon says the pasuk regarding Kisei Adam says, Asher Yeochel, which means that it only applies to meat that could be eaten. Rav Meir says this just comes to exclude a non-kosher chaya or bird from the Kisei Adam requirement. Rav Shimon says a non-kosher bird is not included because it may not be eaten, for the same reason a trefa may not be included. The Gemara says this is what was meant that Rabbi agreed with the view of Rav Shimon regarding Kisei Adam and therefore taught it as the view of the Chacham. Zach Maravite Rabbi Abba said Rav Meir did not consider such a Shechita to be considered as a Shechita for all purposes because Rav Meir agrees that the Shechita would not make the meat mutter to be eaten. Also, Rav Shimon did not consider such a Shechita not to be considered as a Shechita for all purposes because Rav Shimon would agree that this unfit Shechita would prevent the Treva from becoming Tama, like an Avela. The first part of the statement seems obvious. Rav Meir would not allow Treva to be eaten. Maravite said the ruling is needed for a case where one shechted the Treva and found a live full term fetus inside. We would think that since Rav Meir considered this Shechita to be a Shechita, it should even obviate the Ben Pekua from being a Shechita. Rav Abba therefore teaches that it's not a Shechita for that purpose. In fact, Rav Meir holds that a live full-term Ben Pekua always needs its own Shechita. And if tomorrow the ruling is necessary according to Rebbe, who holds like Rav Meir that the Shechita of a Treif is still considered to be a Shechita, but also holds like the Rabbanu who say that a live full-term Ben Pekua does not need its own Shechita, according to Rebbe, we would think to say that the Shechita obviates the need for the Ben Pekua to have its own Shechita. Rav Abba therefore teaches that it does not. In fact, tomorrow the Halacha that the Shechita of a Treif presented from becoming Tomei as an avail is already taught by Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, not from the Drasha of a Pasuk. And for the Gemara, the ruling is necessary for the case of the Shechita of a Treif that was Chulin Shechted in the Azar, in which case, a Braisa says, or Rav Shimon says, the animal is Mutar Bahano, which means that the Shechita is not considered to be a Shechita at all. So we would think that maybe it's not even a Shechita in regard to preventing it from coming Tami as an Avela. Rabbi Abba therefore teaches that with regard to that, it is a Shechita, and the animal will not have Tumas Nevela. A papi asked Abaye, does Rav Shimon hold that Chulin Shechted in the Azar becomes Asur Bahano, even Deraisa? Abaye said, yes, he does. Mishnah says that Rav Shimon says Chulin that was Shechted in the Azar must be burned, and the same applies to a Chaya that was Shechted in the Azar. Now, if he holds that Chulin Shechted in the Azar becomes Asur Deraisa, that's why he's Geyser as a Chaya as well. However, if even a Behemah is only Exer Drabonon, he would not be Geyser a Chaya on top of a Behemah, which itself is only Exer. So we see that's the way he must be. The Gemara continues, Rav Chiya's flax was attacked by moths. Rebbe told him to shecht the bird over the water in which the flax was soaking because the smell of the blood will make the moths go away. Fekhmer Abraisa says that if someone shechts because he needs the blood, he still has to do Kisei Adam. Rather, he should kill it by methods other than Shechita so that he may use the blood. So how could Rebbe have given this advice to shecht? And Gemara of Dimi said, Rebbe told him to first make the bird a trefa and then shecht it. And Ravin said, Rebbe told him that to actually kill the bird without Shechita. Rav Dimi gave his answer to teach that, of course, if he killed it by other than Shechita, he could use the blood, but Rebbe was teaching that even the Shechita of a trefa doesn't need Kisei Adam, as Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in Rebbe's view. Ravin gave his answer to teach that, of course, if he shechted it as a treifa, it would be part of Kisa Adam and Rebbe's opinion, as stated by Rechia Bar Abba. He was teaching further that we should not say that in truth there is no halacha of a shechita for a bird deraisa, and therefore any form of killing would require that his blood be covered. He therefore taught that if it's killed other than by shechita, there's no obligation to cover his blood because a bird requires shechita deraisa. How could it be that Rebbe Chia's flax was attacked by moth? We find that Ravin Bar Abba said the flax of all people are so protected because of the chus of Rebbe Chia and his sons. And here Rav Chia says his own flax got attacked. And for the Gemara, his chus helped to protect others, but not himself. It's like the statement of Yehuda named Rav, who says that every day a bas kol goes out and says, the entire world is sustained in the chus of my son Chanina, zok the bas kol, zok the Ebishta. And yet my son Chanina subsists on a kav of caribs of boxer for the entire week.